Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And it's Sunday morning. I'm Wendy Snyder, and This Week in Health is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And we're going to talk about a very important topic today. Please welcome to the show Dr. Harish Shonkeen, Medical Director of Stroke and Neurovascular Program at Northwestern. Good morning to you, Dr. Shonkeen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you.
All right. So first and foremost, unfortunately, I have some friends, some family members that just out of the blue had a stroke. And I've been reading that it really can hit you at any age. It's not, you know, we, I think, had misconceptions that only old people have strokes. That is certainly not the case, is it?
No, it's not, because we all know stroke is a true medical emergency. Every minute the brain is deprived of blood or oxygen, it dies. So time is a very time-sensitive disease, and it can happen at any age. Mostly it's the elderly population, but in the last 10, 15 years, we've seen people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s get a stroke, and it's a sudden onset of symptoms.
Okay, and I'd like to discuss those symptoms, but first of all, just very basic for people like me and other people who aren't doctors, what exactly is a stroke?
A stroke, there are two kinds of strokes. So there's an ischemic stroke where a blood vessel gets blocked and there is no more blood flowing distally in the brain. So there's lack of oxygen and eventually the brain dies. There's another kind of stroke called a hemorrhagic stroke, where there's leakage of blood from the blood vessels into the brain. 80% of the strokes are the ischemic strokes that we talk about or hear about, and about 20% of the strokes are hemorrhagic strokes. So if you have atherosclerosis, any piece can break off from your carotid artery or from your heart, go distally into your brain and completely block an artery, and that will result in lack of oxygen to the brain tissue.
Now, this thing that breaks off, is this like plaque in your arteries? And is that related to, you know, if you have high cholesterol, is that what blocks it?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, our lifestyle, high cholesterol, some injury to the artery gets narrowed. There's plaque that collects in that narrowed portion of the artery, which further narrows the artery, and that piece breaks off and goes into the smaller vessels in your brain, resulting in a stroke.
And I think I could be off on these statistics here because I'm just a hypochondriac. I'm not an MD or anything. But I have heard that one of the most prescribed medicines at this point are statin medications. And is that why people are taking them, to reduce cholesterol and to kind of prevent some of these strokes? Is that helpful for that?
Yes. So if you are a statin medicine, there's a 26% reduction in the incidence of strokes. Obviously, also your blood pressure and various other things. So.
Okay. And so we'll talk about the symptoms. You mentioned blood pressure. I mean, I know that there are a lot of medical advances where there are pre-screening tests for cancer. For instance, I'm having a CT lung scan next week because I'm a former smoker, and they screen to make sure nothing's going on in there. Is there some kind of pre-screening for strokes?
Yes, you can do a bunch of blood tests, and you can also do an ultrasound of your carotid arteries. It's the flow in the carotid arteries that's evaluated by the ultrasound. So if there's narrowing of the arteries, the velocity of the blood increases. And depending on how high the velocity is, we can deduct how much of the artery is narrowed or constricted. And when the arteries are constricted, there's a higher risk of stroke. And if there's plaque formation in the bifurcation of your carotid arteries, there's also an increased risk of stroke. So yes, there are imaging tools that can tell us. You can also get an MRA or a CTA that can tell you the status of your blood vessels, if they're narrowed or not. And you can get certain heart examinations done to see if you have a hole in your heart or whether you have certain conditions like atrial fibrillation that has an increased risk of stroke.
All right. Well, I did not know about the pre-screenings. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and discuss some of the signs you should be looking for, because bottom line is time is of the essence if you have a stroke, right? That is the most important thing.
Yes, time is important because every minute you can lose 2 million neurons in your brain.
Jeez. All right, hold that thought. It's Dr. Harish Shonkeen, Medical Director, Stroke and Neurovascular Program over at Northwestern Medicine. And it's This Week in Health. We're going to tell you the signs of stroke and talk about their upgraded mobile stroke unit when we continue on 720 WGN. Well, we're up and at 'em today. It's Sunday morning with me, Wendy Snyder, and we are chatting to Dr. Harish Shonkeen, Medical Director, Stroke and Neurovascular Program over at Northwestern Medicine. All right, we were discussing some of what a stroke is. What are the symptoms or signs to look for? Because I think this is really important to share with our listeners today.
So a good mnemonic to remember is be fast. That's B-E-F-A-S-T. So B stands for balance. If there's suddenly you lose your balance or you're walking and veering off to one side, these symptoms have to be sudden, not that you've had that for, you know, for years or for months. The second thing is E, which stands for eye changes. So you could loss of vision, blurry vision, a white cloud coming in front of your eye. Usually it's just one side, one eye. The F stands for face, so drooping of the face, or if you try to close your lip and blow into your cheeks, there'll be asymmetry of the face. A stands for arm and leg, so sudden weakness, numbness, or paralysis of one side, the right or the left side of the arm and the leg, or either the arm or the leg. And the S stands for speech, so if your speech is slurry, or you can't come out with words, or your words are kind of guttural and doesn't make any sense. If these findings happen immediately, then these are signs and symptoms of stroke. And the T stands for time. So it's a time-sensitive disease. You should call 911 immediately if you think you have stroke-like symptoms. The thing with ischemic stroke is it doesn't really cause pain. So a lot of patients could have these numbness, weakness that suddenly appear, and they feel like, okay, maybe I worked in the garden too much or I slept on my arm, and they ignore these symptoms instead of calling 911. So only 50% of the people actually call 911 when they're experiencing a stroke. So the more people are aware of these symptoms, the quicker the response, because early action is key to activating advanced stroke care.
Be fast, balance, eye changes, face drooping, arm or leg issues, speech, and time. Be fast. You can look that up if you didn't get all that information. So now tell us about this mobile stroke unit. It's a specialized ambulance, and it will help in stroke situations very quickly, right?
The mobile stroke unit is fascinating because it's the only thing that actually brings the hospital to the patient. So it's an ambulance. It's a specialized ambulance equipped with a CT scanner. For people who don't know what a CT scanner is, it's a brain scanner that slices through your head, and it can differentiate between ischemic or hemorrhagic stroke. In the MSU or the mobile stroke unit or the specialized ambulance, we have a CT scanner, a critical care trained nurse. We have a paramedic. We have an EMT and a driver. And we have audio-video connection to the neurologist and the radiologist at the hospital. So it allows early diagnosis, and you can initiate the treatment 35 minutes faster, unlike going with the EMS picking you up and taking you to the hospital. So this way you can get treated about 30 to 35 minutes faster, and that makes a huge difference in outcomes as well as length of stay and your rehabilitation.
And who has access to Northwestern's mobile stroke unit?
We have it at the Central DuPage Hospital, and it operates from 8 in the morning till 8 in the night, 365 days a year, serves 20 western suburban communities across 138 square miles.
Wow.
So basically, when a patient in this area calls 911, our team also is listening to the dispatch, and we dispatch the MSU a moment we hear that someone is having a possible stroke, just like what EMS does. Sometimes, most of the times, the EMS gets there before us, or we could get there before them, and then we initiate the evaluation, get a CT scan, talk to the neurologist who evaluates the patient, and initiate the treatment if the patient is eligible for it. And we have treated over 500 cases since 2017. We started this in 2017, and that's mobile stroke unit is about 8-9 years old, and now we got a new one, which has even better technology than the previous one.
That is incredible. That really is. Science is something, isn't it, Doctor?
I know. I mean, it's like bringing the hospital to the patient. Is, you know, there's only 25 of these in the United States and only 50 in the entire world. So, and the American Heart and Stroke Guidelines just came out recently a few weeks ago saying that if you have an MSU, that should be your first line of treatment for acute ischemic stroke.
Well, this is great information. Northwestern Medicine, again, at the forefront of everything. We appreciate it. I'm leaving you with one quick question. 847 might be a hypochondriac like me. Question for the doctor. Can you have a stroke if you don't have high cholesterol or high blood pressure?
Yes, yes.
See?
So the way I divide stroke, I divide it into four different categories. 25% arises from things in your heart. 25 arises from your carotid arteries. Those are the large tubes that go up to the brain. About 25% are due to narrowing of arteries within the brain. And there's another 25% that is due to drugs or certain medical conditions or even if you have a PFO in your heart. Or there's about 10% of the times we really don't know what caused the stroke.
Well, we need to be prepared, and Northwestern Medicine is lucky to have you. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Dr. Harish Schoenkien, Medical Director of the Stroke and Neurovascular Program over at Northwestern Medicine.